Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. This is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. On Thursday at 1:45 and again at 6:45, the outdoor weather sirens will be activated as part of the statewide tornado drill. During these times, it is the perfect time for individuals, schools, businesses, and families to practice moving to their designated storm shelter. If severe weather is expected on Thursday, the drill will be moved to Friday. In Vernon County, there are several warning systems which can be activated rapidly during severe weather events, which are monitored closely by Vernon County Emergency Management, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and local police and fire authorities. The most common warning devices in populated areas of Vernon County are the community sirens. These sirens are activated when conditions exist that there is imminent danger, including but not limited to a tornado sighting. Straight line winds, microbursts, and downbursts associated with severe thunderstorm activity are equally as dangerous as tornadic activity. They can also be utilized for hazardous materials incidents, flash flooding, or other life safety events. It is also important to know that community sirens are variable in effectiveness according to wind direction and speed, placement of the siren, and whether someone is inside a building or outside. As a reminder, the outdoor warning sirens are designed only to warn those who are outdoors. Individuals are encouraged to have multiple ways to receive alerts, including NICSIL and NOAA All Hazards Weather Radio. The community sirens in Vernon County need to be tested to make sure that they are working properly. Vernon County Emergency Management will be testing the sirens April through September of each year. This test will be done on the first Monday of each month at 11 o'clock. There will be one exception for the Monday test, September 1st. For that month, the sirens will be tested the following day. If inclement weather is in the area, the test will be done the next good weather day. The first testing of the sirens by Vernon County Emergency Management for Vernon County residents will be today at 11 o'clock. Wisconsin joins three more lawsuits against the Trump administration. Filed late last week, they're the latest suits in conjunction with other states arguing executive orders signed by the president violate the Constitution or federal law. Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call joined AGs from 19 other states in a suit against Trump, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, and the Federal Election Assistance Commission over a Trump order that, among other things, seeks to require proof of citizenship for all voter registration. Wisconsin is one of 17 states in a suit arguing suspension of millions of dollars in grants from the National Institutes of Health have harmed public research institutions and interrupted scientific research and training. And a suit by Call and 20 other attorneys general goes after Trump for cutting funding to service, including public libraries and museums. Saturday was hands-off day in Wisconsin and across the nation. For those angry at President Donald Trump and Elon Musk, thousands converged on the Capitol Square in Madison with a message, hands off Medicaid, democracy, clean air, free speech, libraries, public education, immigrant workers, veterans, and many other targets. A California man has been identified as the source of a threatening telephone call made to leadership of Organic Eye, a Lafarge area nonprofit organization with a watchdog mission of oversight in the organic farming movement. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the organization received a threatening telephone call in February 2024. The organization also contacted the sheriff's office about receiving emails in late 2023 that were threatening in nature. The sheriff's office considers any threat of violence to our community serious and launched a criminal investigation. In collaboration with technical staff at Organic Eye and the Vernon County District Attorney, the Sheriff's Office applied to the court for search warrants to obtain electronic records for two communications originating service providers. Probable cause was established and the warrants were authorized by Vernon County Circuit Court. Detectives were led to Gabriel Anthony Audio Ramirez, 23, of Santa Cruz, California. The investigation revealed that Ramirez is employed by CCOF, the nation's largest USDA-accredited organic certifier. Shortly before the threats began, Organic Eye had filed a formal legal complaint against the organization, alleging violation of federal law related to conflicts of interest. The organization cooperated with the investigation. Except for Ramirez, no one else has been identified so far. Ramirez has not been charged, but the case is being referred to the Office of the Vernon County District Attorney for review. Potential charges are threats to injure, a Class H felony, and/or unlawful use of a telephone, a Class B misdemeanor. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. To remain anonymous and report information about this crime or any other crime, call Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to explore Wisconsin with a Natural Resources Foundation field trip. The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin is a nonprofit that protects our state's lands, waters, and wildlife and connects all people with nature. This year is the 32nd season of the Natural Resources Foundation field trips, and 278 trips are scheduled from April through early November. Field trips are expert-led adventures that explore Wisconsin in a variety of ways, from bird watching via train in northern Wisconsin to paddling the Sugar River in southern Wisconsin. These trips often offer a behind-the-scenes look at Wisconsin's natural treasures, including many that are not usually open to the public. Some examples of the 278 field trip opportunities include dragonflies of the Wolf River watershed, introduction to foraging, hawk banding at Cedar Grove Ornithological Station, forest bathing in the Driftless area, Pinaki Hills, beaver ponds and wetlands, and canoeing the Upper Dells. The entire field trip list is available in the Natural Resources Foundation Field Trip Guidebook. Registration is only available online starting at noon tomorrow and is only open to Natural Resources Foundation members. Those interested are encouraged to sign up soon, as trips can fill quickly. Field trips are non-refundable and will run rain or shine.